How's everyone doing? This is your hostess with the mostest, Olivia. And do I have a great show for you tonight? Let's go ahead and get started. Well, basically, you already know that I love what is trending on Twitter, my favorite part of the day when I get up in the morning. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, what was trending today? Let me tell you guys something. First and foremost, I want to say happy hump day, y'all. We almost there. We're over the hump. So you already know right around that corner, it is the weekend. Now, mind you, what's been trending as far as on Twitter and what was trending as far as this morning was Hurricane Doreen. And you know, we've been keeping a real close eye on what's going on with Hurricane Doreen. She left devastation in the Bahamas. And now the southern states get ready for the storm. The Bahamas is really, really bad. I saw the pictures of it this morning, was looking at it last night. I mean, basically, if you know what a tornado looks like when it's actually at a 4 or a 5, the hurricane basically looked like a tornado just ripped through the Bahamas. I mean, it basically tore up everything. So, you know, I give prayers out to all of the families in the Bahamas, and I hope, you know, all is well, that you're getting the help that is needed, you know, for this. It's just, it's really bad. And currently right now, just some more updates on Hurricane Doreen. Right now, it's a Category 2 storm. It's expected to slowly weaken over the next few days while remaining a powerful hurricane. The hurricane, basically, as I said, it just, with the Bahamas, it completely devoured the Bahamas. It just, the Bahamas really doesn't look the same. You just would have to see it to believe it, the pictures that I saw. Thousands of homes are believed to be damaged or destroyed, and 10,000 don't have drinking water. At least 20 people have been confirmed dead in the Bahamas. Officials expect the death toll to rise. And usually as it goes along, as they're, you know, trying to go through the rubble, they usually do find more bodies. The hurricane brought wind gusts and heavy rains to Florida Wednesday as the storm slowly moved north up the East Coast. In the Bahamas, part of the nation of low-lying islands were in ruins. While Florida didn't get the brunt of the storm, North Carolina and South Carolina were bracing for the direct hit, which they're expected as far as to get hit pretty hard. Doreen could still potentially make landfall Thursday or Friday, basically hitting, you know, in towards North Carolina, South Carolina. Now, as the Category 2 storm was making its way, you know, up to the East Coast, the U.S. Navy ordered ships based on Virginia's coast to head out to the sea to avoid the hurricane as well. Now, as of 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, Doreen had maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center, quote unquote, said that its core was some 130 miles from south of Charleston, South Carolina, and about 225 miles southwest of Wilmington, North Carolina. So what we can say right now, it's mandatory evacuation for everyone to evacuate as soon as possible to basically get out of North Carolina, South Carolina. It's going to be extremely bad. So they are calling for evacuations for everyone to leave. It's mandatory at this point in time. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our main topics. And boy, do we have two main topics for you. The first one that I'm really going to start out with is something as far as that I know that we've actually all have thought about. How has social media changed and affected America? I mean, you really have to think about that. We are on social media every single day. I mean, not everyone, but for me, I'm on it constantly. And I think as far as that social media has become so overwhelming and so popular within our lives that we just can't live without it. You know, we absolutely can't. I mean, we have it on our phones. We have it on our computers. We have it on our laptops. We have it on just everything that you can imagine that we can get to our social media. And the thing about it, the rise of social media and networking has made it faster and easier to access information around the world. And by having a small bite-sized chunks of information makes it easier for people to digest and communicate to one another, whether through a simple tweet, post on Instagram, or a status update on Facebook. We can instantly be made aware of different issues around the world than we ever were before. And that is so much the truth. I actually have all of every social media outlet you can possibly name on my iPhone. I have everything. I'm the type of person where I really like to keep up on everything. I like to know what's going on. I like to put my two cents in. You know, I just like to be in on everything. And social media, I think, has really, if you look back as far as like, say, maybe 10 years ago, it has really gone wild now in 2019 from 10 years ago. So you can imagine, I mean, it's just so much. It's not, you know, back in the day when we used to have like different things like Black Planet, or I forgot the other one that we used to have. It was like when you had your own space. I forgot the name of it. It's been so much a long time ago and no one still has that. But what I'm saying is basically that when Facebook came along, and God help us when Twitter came along, tweet, it just took, you know, everything by storm. Twitter just came up and just blew everything out of the water. So you have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have Instagram, you have LinkedIn, you have just, I can just go on and on and on of what we do have. But the main two ones are Facebook and Twitter. They are the main one. The main business one, of course, is LinkedIn. That's for business people. It's for if you're looking for a job. It's for where you can actually network and things like that. But as far as with Twitter and Facebook, they are the main ones that everyone uses. And I think the reason is that people are nosy. People want to know what's going on in the world. People want to just be in contact to see what's going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we keep our cell phones by our hip. If you don't have your cell phone, you have your tablet. You don't have that, you have your Apple Watch on your arm. I mean, you don't have that, you have your laptop. I mean, you have somewhere where you're able to get social media, you know, and it's just something that we're so used to it. It's like, what can I say? It's like your second person. It's like, it's so intense that you have to have it. Can any of you like go a complete day without looking at your cell phone, without going to your social media outlet? Can any of you go a day without going to Twitter or without going to Facebook or without going to your LinkedIn or without doing anything on the internet? I don't think so. I really don't think so. And it's, you have to say, you have the pros and the cons about social media. I mean, the good thing about it is that you can actually, the positive, let's start with, you know what I mean? Let's start with the pros and then we'll get to the cons. The thing about this is that people are more and more mobile. So moving for jobs, living far from their families. So technology that helps bridge that social gap created by modern economy is useful. We build and maintain relationships on social media. So it's just a lot of things. You can actually come in contact with people that you went to school with. You have people like, for instance, the other day, like my neighbor from years back hit me up on my Facebook. And he was like, is this such and such that we lived in, you know, you live like right down like a cornfield from me. This is such and such. And I was like, yes. And he was like, is your maiden name such and such? I was like, yes. He was like, it's me. And he said, "I, you know, my God, haven't, you know, talked to you in a while." And he was like, just excited to talk because you have people that you went to school with. You have people who are your neighbors. You have your friends from school, your friends from high school, your friends from college. So it's just like when you're on social media, you'd be like, wow, I haven't either saw that person or me and that person went to school. We rode the bus together to school, you know, lived at the same, you know, in the same area, the same town for all this many years. And you're like, well, wow. You know, and so it's just like when social media on that aspect, that is a good thing, you know, and then on the cons, which are the bad things, is that you can develop stalkers. I mean, you have a lot of crazies out there who they want to stalk you. And my main thing is that you have control on your phone and on social media is where you can remove. It's where, you know, just like when you're trying to find a location or anything like that, you can put on and turn off the privacy if you don't want to be tracked. So I think in that aspect, when you have a lot of crazies, like a lot of stalkers and things like that, it can be a downfall because you may have, when you're keeping on, when you don't have your privacy turned off and where they can actually see your every location, like even when you're at the store or if you're at home, that's the most scariest part, tracking you when you go out and things like that. So it can be very, very dangerous. And so I would say the cons about that is that that is one major one. I mean, you have a lot of things. You have also cyberbullying when you have a lot of the kids who are in high school and things like that. And then they get online and they have their Twitter pages and Facebook and they're being bullied by the other kids and just spreading horrible rumors and things like this and throwing it on social media. You have the little girls who don't understand that you don't send nude pics to these little boys because they're going to throw you all over social media, all over Facebook, all over Twitter. I mean, it's just like on Twitter, they would have something called Purge. And I don't know if you know, if any of you are familiar with the movie Purge, but I saw all 2 and 3, 4, how many it is. I have saw all of them. And I have, like, to be honest with you, I have the DVDs. I mean, went to the movie theaters, me and my son go see Purge. Well, getting back to what I was saying, on Twitter, they have something that's called Twitter Purge. So every time a Purge movie comes out, Twitter has a purge as well. And what Twitter purge is that people who are just throwing out people's personal business, throwing out as far as nude pics of their ex-girlfriends or, you know, just doing things that just throwing people's business out there. And it's called purge. You're just basically just doing things just to get the person back, to get revenge. So when you have bullying, any bullying, like if you have bullies, and what do bullies do? They like to start rumors. They like to bully people who they feel are weaker than them or people that they feel, you know, aren't going to fight them back. So when you have things like that going on, you have the cyber bullies. And so they're doing the same thing on social media to people, which can make it even worse. You have several teenagers and who have killed themselves because of situations that have happened on social media and things like that. I mean, it's horrible. Bullying can be very, very bad. And not only bad for the bullies, but bad for the bullies' parents. Because, see, the thing about this is that you have to be very careful. If you have a child that is a bully, because that child will really get their parents in a situation, because you may find that that bully may bully the wrong child, and they really don't know how that child's parent is and how that child's parent is going to react. So bullies have to be very, very, very careful on who they bully. They shouldn't be bullying at all, because see what happens is bullies can get hurt too. You know, you have to be very careful of who you're going around trying to bully. It's something that you shouldn't be doing anyway. So when you have children who are bullies, you have grown adults who are bullies, I mean, you have to be very careful, because you don't want to fool around with people in this day and age of 2019. You have to be very careful who you bully and who you talk to and who you tease. This is a new day and age, and you have to be very, very careful. And so with that topic right now is something I think that all of us really need to pay more attention to, and that is social media. I think as far as it does have its pros and cons, but on the upside, I think it has more pros than cons. Well, I do thank y'all for, you know, listening to that segment. I really enjoyed that. Now, the next thing that we're going to move into, and I'm taking this one very personally because it happened to me. So I'm going to get right into the nitty gritty. And that is that DoorDash and Uber Eats having deliveries being brought to you by people riding on 10 speed bikes. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Mind you, I had two orders today because, as you know, I work at home. So with me being a work at home person, woman, business owner, I tend to order a lot, and I use the apps. DoorDash, Uber Eats, all of those type of ordering apps. Mind you, never have I ever had before someone deliver me my meal on a 10-speed bike until today. And let me tell you how livid I was and how it went. It did not go well. As you know, I have my own podcast in which I'm letting you know. And I have a very big mouth, and I use social media as my tool. I went on social media and I blasted DoorDash and I blasted Uber Eats. First and foremost, I'm going to start with DoorDash. That was who I was most upset about. Mind you, Uber Eats is who I first took my order from. Now, as you know, it will show the map and it will show the vehicle, you know, it's on the way to your home. You can see the car. You can see the car moving and things like that, which I love. Mind you, today it popped up. The person, you know, is going to be on a bike. They're delivering your order on a bike. I said, what? I get on the phone with Uber Eats. I'm on the phone with customer service. Quick, fast, in a hurry. So I said, cancel my order right now. I said, I do not want anyone delivering me my order on a 10-speed bike. And to top it off, it was raining today. So I gave them a piece of my mind. I let them know, how would you like it if someone delivered your food on a 10-speed bike? How would you like that? You don't know whether the person is a crackhead, an addict. You don't know what the person is who you're getting your order from on a 10-speed bike. Did they steal the bike? Do you feel what I'm saying to you? You don't know what the people, because you have to really understand, when you have grown-ass people,
a grown-ass man and a grown-ass woman who are on a bicycle delivering food. They're desperate. Something has happened where they're very, very desperate. Most people who are DoorDashers, who are Uber drivers, you're driving in a car. You're delivering stuff in a car. So when it comes to that you're on a 10-speed bike, you do the math. The first thing I'm thinking, they're a felon and they can't get a job anywhere else. So DoorDash and all these type of places who they feel as though, oh, this is something easy to do. I can get this. You know, I'm a felon, but I can. So it's all type of things that are going around in my head of why I have a 10-speed bike at my door. So mind you, I canceled the order with Uber Eats, gave them a piece of my mind, moved on. I said, I'm calling DoorDash. So I, you know, went on my app, ordered the same order through DoorDash. Now I'm on my app. I'm looking. I see the car. And this is the regular routine. See the car. I said, okay, I see the car on the map. Okay, we're good. I know DoorDash. Been ordering from them for God knows how long. It's been hundreds, over $200, over $300 with DoorDash. I, you know, order all the time. I know they're coming in a car. Let me tell you something. I ordered from McDonald's. And what came up to my door? A guy on a 10-speed bike. I lost my mind. I said, which, you know, this, are you from DoorDash? Because I didn't believe it, because I just canceled the order with Uber Eats and told them, DoorDash, let me tell you one slick moves that these people are doing and what I found out. When you are applying for DoorDash, Uber Eats, or any of these companies, you let them know the type of vehicle that you're going to be in. So when you take as far as the order, or you're doing this as the driver, you put in what you're going to be in. This person had lied and said they had a car and they come rolling up on a 10-speed bike. First of all, that's deceptive. Not only to the customer, but to the company of DoorDash. Let me tell you what I did. I got on social media and I ripped them up. When I say ripped them up, I went to Twitter. I went to Facebook. I went to LinkedIn. I went to LinkedIn for one reason, to find the CEOs where I could send them the message, because see, all the CEOs always have a LinkedIn account. So I went to DoorDash and sent the CEO a direct message and let him know how dissatisfied I was, found out his name, sent the direct message to him with the quickness. I went on Twitter and I went on Facebook. I went directly to DoorDash. I went directly to Uber Eats. I went to their support team and I blasted them. I let them know how upset I was. And then I took it to social media to everyone else and let them know, okay, do you understand? Okay, this is what DoorDash is doing. DoorDash does not even give you an option or let you know that a person is going to be on a bike. Uber Eats let me know, okay, this person is coming on a bicycle. DoorDash did not. So that got my head spinning. I talked to my son, who is the co-host of the show. He's in college right now. So I texted him. I was upset. So he contacted me back. He said, Mom, you already know that with them, that they can use scooter, car, truck, bike, whatever, walk, whatever transportation that they want. I said, but son, DoorDash did not notify me that this guy was going to be on a bike. My son said, because the guy probably didn't put in that he was going to be on a bike. He probably put in that he was in a car. And that got me to thinking. And sure enough, when I called and I spoke to the new app, the new food delivery place, because I wanted to find out some information. And that's exactly what the new app that I'm going with now told me. Said it's whatever that driver puts in that they're going to be in is what we go by and what will be on that map. So I was like, so if they're being deceptive and don't want the people to cancel out, then they would put, knowing that they're on a bicycle, And knowing that most likely that everyone who sees that a person on a bicycle is bringing them their order, that they're going to straight cancel, that this person lied because he knew straight from the door that he would be canceled and he wouldn't get the money. So his being deceptive toward the company and being deceptive toward the customer. So he was reported. Sure enough, when I got done calling and spoke to the supervisors, and when I got done hitting up social media and going through all the people that I went through, trust and believe, they heard it and they felt it. They felt my wrath. Trust me on that. So just guys, be aware of DoorDash and Uber Eats, because I'm telling you, be careful, because you just might have someone deliver your food on a 10-speed bike. And let's move on to the music news. We do have LaShawn Daniel, who dies. His cause of death was actually as far as by car accident. Earlier today, it wasn't said what his cause of death was, but we did find out that he was in a fatal car accident that took his life. Now, mind you, he had worked with some of the greatest artists such as Michael Jackson, Brandy, Destiny's Child. I mean, just a lot of people that he worked with. Whitney Houston. I mean, you're looking at big names. He also appeared on Tamar and Vince's show, and also on OWN Owns. He also was on the show Black Love as well. So we're talking about he worked with a lot of people. Now, his wife made the announcement saying, "It is the deepest and profound sadness that we announce the passing of our beloved, her beloved husband, father, family member, and friend, LaShawn Daniels, who was the victim of a fatal car accident in South Carolina. A Grammy Award-winning producer, soundwriter, Daniels was a man of extraordinary faith and a pillar of our family. We would like to express our sincere appreciation for your continuous outpouring of love and sympathy. We ask that you respect the privacy of our entire family during this difficult time." His wife posted that on Twitter. So she posted that, and I believe she may have posted it on Facebook as well. But as far as I know, it was posted on Twitter, Facebook, to, you know, don't quote me about Facebook, but I believe on Twitter that this was posted, and also on Facebook as well. The next thing we're going to move into, and please send prayers out to his family, his friends. We do, as far as deeply regret what has happened. The next thing we're moving on to is sports talk. The Cowboys announced today that Ezekiel Elliott signed a deal for $90 million for a contract for 6 years with the Cowboys. Congrats to him for sports news today. And the extra news for y'all is for everyone who looks at power. This Sunday, the original theme song is supposed to be coming back with Joe and 50 Cent. So bye-bye, Trey Songz. Bye-bye. So we are looking forward to it. I hope 50 is not playing with our emotions on this. So Sunday on episode 6-3, please, y'all, cross your fingers and pray that 50 is not playing with our emotions, because if he is, the backlash that he's going to get is going to be tremendous. It's going to be out of control. So please be looking for the original theme song to come back, y'all. Yes, yes. And everyone, you already know what time it is. It is the end of my show, of my podcast for tonight. I want to let you know I am the hostess with the mostest, Olivia. I do thank you guys for listening tonight. I did get everything. You know, I was moving a lot fast, but I got everything in as far as of everything that I wanted to talk to you guys about tonight. And I'm the hostess with the mostest. You have a wonderful rest of hump day, and I will be talking to you tomorrow. You know my motto. Let's talk about it. And I'm gone.